Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Migs, you wanted to conduct an experiment this morning. And we've got some callers on the line at 206-803-ROCK. Jeff in Auburn, how you doing this morning, Jeff?
We're doing awesome, enjoying traffic. How are you guys doing?
Thankfully not enjoying traffic, so... Sorry you have to deal with that.
Jeff, we want to ask you a question. Do you know what a shrew is?
A shrew is a mole-type creature. It's similar to a mouse or a mole.
Cool.
A shrew. Actually, recently we had one on my front stoop, and my wife thought it was a mole, and I said, no, that's a shrew.
Right on, man. That's all we wanted to know from you. Thank you so much for calling in. You rock.
Matt in Tacoma. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Good, Matt. Matt, do you know what a shrew is?
I would say mole, yeah. Just a small, like, rodent-type creature.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, my man.
Todd in Puyallup.
Todd,
good morning.
How you doing, Todd?
Yes.
Todd, we have a...
I'd say a shrew is just like a little field mouse.
Okay, thank you so much for the phone call. And Lisa in Covington. How you doing, Lisa?
Good morning.
Lisa, do you know what a shrew is?
I'm thinking some kind of rodent.
Okay, so 5 for 5. Everybody believes that it's a rodent.
Thank you, Lisa.
Sarah, you and I are idiots, apparently.
Thank you.
Now, in all fairness, our first call, he knew what he was talking about. There's a good chance the rest of them just heard him and didn't want to sound stupid and just said, oh, yeah, totally, it's a rodent.
Lisa probably didn't. She said, oh, I guess it's a rodent.
Yeah, I feel like Lisa was on board with us.
I feel like everyone else but the first caller, Jeff, didn't know. They just took Jeff's answer.
Well, so during the chaos of my day yesterday, we had left the front door wide open, and I'm walking through the kitchen, and I look down, and at first I think I'm seeing a dog toy, and then I realize, oh, crap, that is a dead animal. And
right.
it was a shrew. So I texted it to you guys. Are you Googling it, Sarah?
Well, no, I found our group chat. So you were texting about all of the problems you were having yesterday. My power's out. I can't watch the Mariners game. My internet's dead. My life is awful, you guys. The world's coming to an end. There's churro-flavored cookies that Sarah doesn't even like. I don't even know what to do with my life anymore.
Oh, God.
But you said, and then finally, it was like, it was just like one text after another, and then finally you wrote, and my dog brought a dead shrew in the house. You guys, this afternoon is going to be so great. And then Sarah replied, and I saw this, and I was like, huh? Not as smart as our rockaholics, not as smart as you and Danny, apparently, because Sarah, who had the same opinion as me, wrote, what the F is a shrew? And you're like, it's a tiny rodent, kind of like a mouse, but not a mouse. It's kind of pretty much a rodent.
Yeah.
I responded, I was like, I was about to ask what that was, too. And then all of a sudden, you and Danny get all judgmental on us and start, you know, intelligence shaming us or shrew shaming us.
I would like to say that I did not say anything.
That's fair. You're right.
I just sent a logo of Plattsburgh State University's seal because at that point, Steve told us what he thought a shrew was.
Yeah, so you wrote, come on, guys, Taming of the Shrew, classic Shakespeare, reimagined as 10 Things I Hate About You.
I was literally like, does Taryn really think I know Shakespeare?
But you should know 10 Things I Hate About You, apparently.
I didn't know that was about Shakespeare.
It was filmed locally.
So here's stupid Steve's side of it all. I always thought a shrew was just an old woman.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Because it's quit being an old shrew.
Yes.
So that's how I've never even thought of it as being anything other than an old woman. So when you texted that your dog brought in a shrew, and I even said, I was like, I thought your dog brought in a dead old woman, which is disturbing and equally impressive at the same time.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And that's when Danny decided to send that picture of my college institution.
What's the college mascot?
A cardinal.
Go Cardinals.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was a rodent? It's a shrew. So, learned something new yesterday. City folks don't know that most city folks probably do know, but Sarah and I, not very bright.
Welcome to the Shrew Club, guys.
And they're so cute.
They have little tiny sweet noses.
Someone said shrews are very cute. Another person says don't feel bad. I also had no idea what a freaking shrew was.
Thank you.
Well, the best part is
old grumpy lady. Yes.
Yep. I'm fairly certain that our barn cats killed it, and then the dog brought it to me. It was like a group effort.
So a lot of people are saying it's like a mole. And a mole, that's bigger than a mouse.
A mole is bigger than a shrew, even. Well, I mean, maybe like smaller moles, but a lot of the moles that we see, they've got huge front paws and then tiny little back feet. But they can be pretty big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.